This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis, and welcome to the show. We are talking money, finances, and small business Tuesday. There's a big promotion that we should do more business with our small businesses, and we've asked Kurt Forrester to be with us. Kurt, how are you this morning?
Good, Debbie. Thank you for having me on your show.
Tell me what you do for us as if we have a small business.
So I'm a consultant with the Florida Small Business Development Centers. In my case, I'm in Pinellas County. I'm located at Pinellas County Economic Development. But the network of Florida Small Business Development Centers is throughout the country and, in our case, throughout the state. And people can contact the SBDC and get free help from a business consultant with their business. We cover a variety of issues from marketing, business plans, borrowing money, you name it. We've got somebody who's an expert in that field.
You know, we've had several of you guys on every Tuesday to talk about small businesses, and I don't think small businesses knew that there was such a wide variety of free help for them, because there are so many facets of a small business. I don't think people know what they're getting into until they get into it, and then they don't know where to go for help.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, so you might be an expert at brain surgery or lawn care or making bagels, but you didn't maybe expect that all of a sudden you are also responsible for accounting, finance, marketing, and whatever else, right?
Exactly. What did you do in your former life, Kurt, to make you a consultant now?
Well, I was a market research consultant for about 10 years of my life. Prior to that, I was a marketing director for a large developer. And I've just sort of, with all of those experiences, just continued to be around the world of marketing. So my particular expertise is primarily with marketing when customers come in to help us.
And marketing really takes on all new types of advertising, marketing, branding. There's so much to marketing, and really that's the key to a lot of the small businesses.
Yeah, it's the piece where, you know, people kind of always come to us saying, I wish I had more business, right? And so it's the piece
we can
mess with that really does hopefully bring in more business for them.
Now, what kind of businesses, what type of businesses do you specialize in? Or do you talk to marketing through any size of company, from the bagel makers to the doctors and the physicians groups?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have we define small businesses everything under 500 employees. So it's
a
wide range.
Oh,
so we get everything from someone with an idea, you know, just starting out, to people who have been in business for 25 years and they have 100 employees or something of that nature.
And that's crazy, because laws are coming out all the time. And if you're not up on all the laws for at least the advertising and the health care and the payments and paychecks for customers, you know, that can eat up a lot of your time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that is something that we can help people with.
What are some of the mistakes or the things that people don't think about when they think about marketing, Kurt?
I think most of it is that they see the business from their side of the table, and instead of seeing it from the customer's side of the table.
Right.
And so in order to reach that customer, you really need to have a couple of things that they're looking for. They're expecting some sort of uniqueness to your business, and we call that a unique selling proposition.
Okay.
And they also kind of need a clear product offer. And what I mean by that is that, you know, nobody's out there looking for just a lawyer or a podiatrist. What they're looking for is what that lawyer can provide them. So if you're a lawyer that specializes in helping people with contracts, then sell that piece that they're looking for. I can help you with a contract. Or if you're a podiatrist, you know, I can help remove toenail fungus, whatever
right,
it might be.
Right.
And that's what people are looking for. That's what they have, a problem they want solved.
And I think people think that just because they know about their business and their immediate family knows about their business, that as soon as they open their doors, everyone's going to instantly know they're there. And that's not how it works.
Yeah, we don't go around saying, you know, like, geez, I saw something on the street, so let me stop in and see what they offer.
Right, right. And with social media, that takes on a whole new, I mean, we have people that specialize in just social media marketing, because that's so important. That's how a lot of younger people get their news, they get their information. Really, everything goes through social media for them.
Yeah, it does. And you know, social media is fantastic at keeping in regular contact with your customers and with your prospects. So it's really made marketing a lot easier. If you can just pick a few pieces of social media, you can be in regular, constant, meaningful contact with your customers.
And really, you know, I've been in media for a long time as a journalist background when I went through college, and it was pretty old school. But what they taught you is that you have to be top of mind awareness all the time, because not everybody needs a podiatrist to take out toenail fungus. But when you need one, there should be a name pop into your mind.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you need to be aware, the customer needs to be aware that they're there. And if they're not ready to purchase today, that's fine. We just want to stay in some kind of loop of communicating with them, and that might be through a regular email campaign. It might be through social media. You know, you might also, if you're large enough, you might also advertise, but that's not our first choice usually.
Advertising used to be the only way, and now with social media, it does bring everybody kind of to a level playing field. You have a great advantage now that we didn't have back in the day.
Yeah, and it really helps the small business, right? Because now they can compete with that larger business that was the only one who could really afford the advertising. So if I was coming out with a new, you know, cola soda, I would have a chance to compete with Coca-Cola because of social media.
Now, Kurt, how do we get a hold of you if we have no idea how to do this, or if we just want some advice from another opinion? What's a phone number that we can get you at?
Okay, well, you can call our Small Business Development Center at 727-453-7200, or look us up on the Internet at pced.org, and that stands for Pinellas County Economic Development.
And how many times can we use your services? Do we pay for those services at all?
Well, you paid for them already in your taxes, right? Half of the funding for the Small Business Development Center Network comes from the federal government, from the Small Business Administration, or SBA, and then the state matches that amount, and then there are other contributors here, in my case, Pinellas County Economic Development. So people have already paid for this, and there's really no limit to the amount of time. As long as we're moving forward, making progress, making a difference, there's no limit. I've got customers who have been my customers now for 10 years, who are still, we're still meeting on a regular basis once
wow.
a month or something like that.
Now, do you have, I guess you have face-to-face meetings. Do you also have like internet meetings and, you know, web-based meetings as well?
We can. We do that. You know, I do some over the telephone and we can Skype. But primarily, since I'm located in Pinellas County, I deal with people primarily in Tampa Bay, and it's not too difficult for one of us to, you know, meet the
other. Get to the other.
Yeah.
Now, if we are a business that has really got the social media part together, and you're not the one to help us, the other consultants and experts in the small business group can meet with us about accounting, attorney. What are all the other things they talk about?
Yeah, so if somebody comes to me and their needs are, say, accounting, I'm going to hook them up with somebody who is, you know, probably a former CPA. So our network within the Tampa Bay region has 30-some-odd consultants who are professionals. This is our full-time career. We have a great deal of training and background in whatever area that we claim to be the expert at. And so I'm going to hook them up with somebody who is that expert. So, and we have people in accounting, finance, banking, the list goes on. We've even had people who were, you know, specialized in a certain kind of business, like a medical practice or that sort of thing.
Wow. Okay, so how do they find all these consultants? What if we are a consultant and we want to work for you guys? How do we do that?
Well, they simply contact the SBDC. And the SBDC regional office would be at USF, or the University of South Florida in Tampa. So if they'll contact the USF Small Business Development Center, you know, they may have an opening for something of that nature.
Wow.
Whether they call our office in Pinellas County at Pinellas County Economic Development, that's the number I gave you, the 727-453-7200, or whether they contact USF. We'll make sure that they get with the right consultant who is going to match their needs.
Well, this is great. I mean, small businesses have a hard enough time trying to keep their doors open and make payroll. And like you said, they're not marketing experts. That's where you guys come in.
Exactly. And we've even got people who are specializing in government contracting. It's a specific area where it can be difficult to know how the federal or state or local government purchases products and services and how to get into that system. And we've got people who specialize in that as well.
Wow. Okay, Kirk, give us your number one more time, and then we'll let you go, because I know you have a full plate of clients to see today.
Sure. So it's 727-453-7200, or come to our website at www.pced.org.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, Kurt. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Debbie. Bye-bye.
Bye.